29, and it goes like this. An hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear His voice and shall come forth. Those who did good deeds to a resurrection of life, and those who committed evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. So there's Jesus using the very words of 2 Corinthians 5:10, leading me to say to you, in the authority of Jesus Christ, that the judgment is not simply to determine relative rewards. The judgment is determined whether you pass through judgment into life or whether you pass through judgment into condemnation. And the evidence laid on the table in the courtroom will be good deeds or evil deeds. He says that in John 5:29, even though five verses earlier he says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes has eternal life. He who hears my words and believes has eternal life." Now I'm going to close with my illustration that I said I had up my sleeve, just to help you again maybe catch on to how salvation is by grace through faith, evidenced by works, so that when you stand before the judgment, it will not be on the basis of works, but according to works. There's another reason to take the Bible so seriously. Never are we said that our judgment or our salvation will be based on works. It is always according to works. Massive difference. Do you care about words? I care about biblical words. I want not to have my salvation based on my works. I want it to be based on Jesus. But now here's the illustration. You remember the story of Solomon and the two harlots who come before him with one baby? And they say, each of them, "It's my baby." And the other one says, "It's my baby." And they look to him as a judge. Judge now, whose baby is it? And Solomon says, "Bring me a sword. And we'll cut the baby in half. And we'll give half to one and half to the other." And the true mother says, "Oh no, king. Let her have the baby, and by all means, do not kill it." And Solomon says, "My judgment is, this is the mother. Give her the baby." Now, let me ask you this. The deed that she performed right there, the words that came out of her mouth, "Oh no, don't kill the baby." Did that deed earn the baby? Did that deed buy the baby? Was that deed of corresponding value with the baby? So that Solomon said, "Okay, you've paid, now I'll pay you." That's not what was going on. You know that. You know what was going on? Solomon wanted some evidence, public evidence of a mother's heart. And he got it. And that's exactly the way you're going to be judged. The deeds of your life are not going to be payment offered to God. Come on now, pay up with salvation. I did deeds for you, now you do a deed for me. It'll never happen that way. God is looking for one thing. The heart of a child. The heart of a trusting child. The deeds of your life are bearing witness whether God is your Father, your lover, your guide, your counselor, your Savior, your Lord, or whether you are, or money is, or prestige is. And the deeds will not earn anything. They will simply bear witness to what is within. You don't buy your pardon. Jesus bought your pardon. Your works are an evidence of whether you are enjoying your pardon.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.